Good morning again. So I had this weird, I feel like, out of body experience in that this week, two people asked me to write a short bio of myself. And for me, this is out of body because it's hard. Has anyone ever had to write a bio of themselves? It is like, what do you pick out? What do I want to highlight? What matters? What really people aren't going to care much about? How do I want to name myself? What attributes do I want to name? And what titles might I want to name? And it was really hard. And to make it short, my life is long, right? I had to pick out a short paragraph, so it was hard. I also learned this week that one of our members, William Potter, his nickname Bill Potter, who passed away in the last week and a half, he actually wrote his own obituary. And can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine writing your own obituary? Again, what would you pick out? What would you highlight? How would you know what to say about yourself? And what would be important and not important? And who else you're connected to might you want to name and highlight and honor in that? So really strange to think about a name, a title, an attribute. In Jesus' time, a name was more than just a name. It said who you are. It might say who you're the child of, the son of, the daughter of. It might be where you're from, which tells a lot about a person as well. So in Jesus' time, a name was more than just a name. When Jesus, in our scripture today, when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi, teacher." Later in the scripture, our disciples say, "We have found the Messiah, Christ." In the scriptures, people begin to describe Jesus by many names: Rabbi, Messiah, Lamb of God, Son of God, Emmanuel, Christ, as they tried to understand who this special person was. I'd like to show you a video about how names matter, including the names we call ourselves.
There's a story in the Bible about a man named Jacob who wrestles an angel. They struggle hour after hour by the side of a river. And at daybreak, the man says to Jacob, "Let me go." And Jacob says, "I will not let you go until you bless me." And the man says, "Well, what is your name?" The real question he's asking him is, "Who are you?" The struggle of Jacob is the struggle of all of us. We're asked, "What is your name?" We're really being asked, "Who are you?" Only when we can own our own history for what it is can we ever begin to answer the question, "What is your name?"
This is a 15 to 20 minute video by Rob Bell. And if you want to see the whole thing, it's under Pneuma, N-O-O-M-A, Rob Bell, and then just put name, because that's the title of this video. So it's really, really good. So I ask, who are you? How much of our pain, as Rob Bell says, comes from not knowing the answer to the question, who are you? What's your name? Sometimes we are unkind to ourselves. Sometimes people around us call us unkind names. But God calls us by name, a loving name. So let's stop comparing ourselves to others. They have their names, and we have our names. I have a favorite quote, which I learned is two quotes in one by two different authors, but I'm going to share it with you. In a world where you can be anything, be yourself. And this is by Ashley Purdy. But I always thought it went with this. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. And that's by Oscar Wilde. Let's remember, the place God calls us is to the place where our gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. So what's your name? What does God call you? In our scripture, right before the scripture today, Isaiah 49, verse 1, it says, "The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, God named me. God has spoken my name. While I was in my mother's womb, God named me. Before we even knew ourselves, God knew us and named us." So I wonder, what has God named you? We've talked about some things, but what has God named you? Is there more than your profession, more than that you're a parent or a daughter or a child? What more has God named you? Has God named you friend? As Jim said, helpful, compassionate, loving. And has God named you as God's own? So Jesus seems to simply say, "Follow me." Amen.